round.
A free for all questions?
Yes, yeah, so that's okay.
Throw them out.
I'll record it and edit to make you sound intelligent.
Oh, yeah.
We were discussing
that. That's a real challenge.
So how did you guys all get to, I mean, to come up with the concept of the show? When we're watching it, we are fans as well. But one thing that always amazes me is you have a backstory that is solid. Charlie does, the twins do, Danny does, and your characters are all developing. How far in advance do you plan that? Do you plan that per season, or did you have an idea? Or
no, those things sort of pop up as you go along. You know, I mean, we didn't chart out a 7-episode arc with all sorts of backstories. You know, halfway through... I can't remember which particular season, but you'll say, oh, that's season 2. Let's establish Mac's dad, and he was in prison, and you know, by season, well, what are we in? Season 7, and right now we're establishing Frank's brother this year, and so, and you'll find out all about his past with his brother and sort of how he got to be who he is. So you know, there's, that's one of those things that you, as you go along, it pops up.
Yeah. I don't want to hog if you guys have questions. I have plenty.
Well, yeah, just a big question that a lot of people have. What's going on this season? What's some fun things we can look forward to?
We got a kitty pageant episode, you know, a la Toddlers and Tiaras, which is really funny. Frank gets involved in pageantry, and he thinks he's signed on to a pageant involving grown women, only to find out it involves kids, and we help him put it on in an effort to legitimize what he's gotten into. And of course, it's a debacle. And we have another great episode with Danny where we establish his brother. We meet his brother and we sort of flash back in time and find out about they were in love with the same woman. We have a Storm of the Century episode where we deal with frenzy over the end of the world, 2012, rapidly approaching, and superstorms, climate change, and media frenzy. That's a good one. We have a very simple one where we find out that the gang has a little drinking game they play in the bar named Charlie McDennis, or called Charlie McDennis, where they've mashed other names together. It was a fun, simple episode. We deal with politics as usual, and the IRS, and there's a baby funeral mixed into that one. No baby actually dies, but
good to hear.
Yeah, it's in an effort to throw the IRS off. We have a lot of fun and crazy things this season.
Charlie, how much ad-libbing is done on set?
That's always a million-dollar question. Possible to put a number on it. We script it out very carefully, and we always start from that script, and we're never too precious with it that we don't think we can come up with some better stuff in the moment. So, as we get deeper into the takes, we experiment, try some more stuff, and then some of it makes it into the show, and some of it doesn't.
Can we expect any more dancing this season?
You can expect a lot of dancing this season, actually. You reminded me. We have a high school reunion episode. And a la shows like Glee, we have some choreographed dance that happens later in the episode, which is a lot of fun.
Are there storylines that you didn't think you'd ever be able to tell in like the first season that you're like, okay, let's just tell them instead?
We started the first season with... racism and abortion, so it's not like we were pulling any punches back then. So now, if we get an idea, we do it.
I know you just recently filmed a movie with Jennifer Aniston.
Right.
What was it like working with her?
Oh, she's fantastic, She has a reputation of being a very sweet, down-to-earth person, and she actually is. So she was very good at disarming everyone on the set and making people not feel like she's as big as a star as she actually is.
She is a huge star.
Yeah, she's pretty big. She's pretty big.
Heading back to Comic-Con?
Going back to Comic-Con this year, too, so we're excited to be there.
Exciting.
Yeah.
So you were born in Philly, right?
I was not born in Philly, no.
Yet you seem to have the Philly feel. It comes across on the show. South Philly is even specific.
That's right.
What was your research for that?
Well, my old man is from Philly, I think I forget exactly where he grew up. He went to St. Joe's Prep, where Rob McElhenney went. And my grandmother still lives here. She's out in Newtown Square now.
Okay.
She used to be in media. She used to be in Drexel Hill.
Oh, that's right.
So I've been coming to Philly once or twice a year ever since I was a little kid. So I'm no stranger to the town.
All right.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah. Got a lot of family here, actually.
And you guys are filming more and more, I guess, on the other coast. So is it kind of special when you're coming here? And
it's very special coming here because, you know, you look on the street and people are crowded around. And they, in L.A., people are apathetic and they don't care about television shows. And you know, and then to do a TV show in Philly and then to do a TV show in Philly about Philly. It's really fun to be here with everyone from Philly, and they come out and the way they support the show, and you see the excitement on people's faces. It's great. It's like a paid vacation, and you get to pretend you're the Beatles for a weekend.
Do you ever think Green Man would take off as much as
it's good? No, I had no idea. And you know, that's something that one of Rob McElhenney's buddies used to do at all the Eagles games. And so I don't know how he feels about those Vancouver guys, but you know, we asked him if he didn't mind us putting it on the show. We did it, and yeah, you see it everywhere now. It's,
yeah,
I can't believe that many people want to dress up in that outfit. And expose themselves.
Philadelphians like to dress up in outfits. Have you ever seen a Mummer's Day parade?
That's true. That's true.
Oh my God.
That's right.
How about guest stars this year?
You know, some of the same old people. Jason Sudeikis making another, you know, reappearing as Schmitty. And John Polito, great character actor, plays Danny's brother. And then it's just our usual Artemis Pep Danny and David Hornsby and Mary Elizabeth Ellis and the usual crew.
When the concept of the show came up, how was that meeting and what was going on? What was the spark?
You know, originally when Rob and Glenn and I put it together, it was about Los Angeles. It was about struggling actors in Los Angeles, and we realized, you know, we thought we had to give them a job like that or some sort of, you know, be actors or lawyers or some sort of self-motivated profession to justify their despicable behavior. And FX said they were tired of shows about the industry, and we sort of agreed. And we talked about it, and we decided it'd be funny if there was no justification for their behavior. And, you know, these were just, you know, people whose motivations you got to laugh at. You know, you saw why they did bad things, and you laughed at them for that. And then we thought Philly was the perfect underdog city, you know, to New York, and that this wasn't New York or L.A. or shiny or polished like other TV shows, that it would feel more real and gritty if we did it here in Philly.
Okay. Do you ever feel that the characters, you know, other shows they ask, like, how has the character changed over the years? But I feel like these characters, in a good way, don't.
Yeah.
Stay the same. Do they need to?
Well, you know, it's that trick of trying to not change, because these guys really shouldn't change, but also, you know, we're letting Rob gain weight and Danny's hair grow out, and, you know, so there's subtle changes, but their spirit stays the same.
So Rob gaining weight is on purpose?
Yeah.
For the show?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You know, he thought it'd be really interesting to do something different with his character, to say, you know, if this guy ate like this and lived like this in South Philly, he'd probably start to slide downhill a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that he wanted to see what it would be like if he could gain some weight, and we wrote to that this season.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a lot of fun just mixing it up with his character. So he's still the same guy. He still thinks he looks like a bodybuilder, but you know,
what Caitlin has to say about that in real life.
Yeah, well, who knows how that carries over.
Moving some machinery around here, my man.
All right, thanks a lot, guys.
Thanks again.
Thank you.
Hi.
Hello.
How are you?
Good. Nice to meet you. I'm Emily.
You having fun?
Yeah, I just got here.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Enjoying the shoot?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm a big fan.
Thank you.
I
appreciate it.
Oh, sorry.
So, Charlie, you're the one native... I'm sorry. You're the one native Philadelphian.
I am, yeah.
And how in the early conversations did you get them to come into Philly?
How many what?
In the early conversations for the show, how did you say, hey, we got to Philly?
Well, actually, originally we were going to... You mean for shooting purposes?
Yeah, well, for shooting, or you did basing the series?
Well, we knew that we wanted to put it in an East Coast city and to give people, to give the characters a job in which they could have their days free. So we thought, you know, we wanted sort of that underdog mentality, and Philly just made a lot of sense for that.
Okay.
You're so involved in so many aspects of the show. Which is your favorite part?
I would probably say the shooting, just because it's a lot of fun to actually interact with the other actors and other characters, and also I love to shoot on locations to come out, and to, because we're used to shooting on a set all day long, on a stage, and you don't have really any feedback from people because it's just the crew. So to come out and be able to meet all the people that watch the show and to see how much support we have from the city is really amazing. Yeah.
What point did you decide it was time to sound like a
Michael Scott Billy? It happened, you know, last year I was watching a sitcom and noticing that the actors were getting better looking as the years were going by, and the men were becoming more handsome because they were getting richer and they had enough money to buy better clothes and personal trainers, and they got tan and they got new teeth. And I thought, I would like to try to see what the opposite of that would be. Simply because Sunny is the opposite of most sitcoms, and we try to do the opposite of the traditional, what you're used to seeing on network television. So I thought, instead of having the character getting better looking, literally deconstructing the character and to try to look as, not only as heavy as possible, but also I grew a disgusting beard, and I've been staying out of the sun, so I'm really pale, and just literally trying to look as terrible as possible. It's been liberating in a lot of ways.
Is Caitlin real happy with the new look?
She appreciates the humor in it, but she does not appreciate the sex appeal.
And is there anything you can credit for helping? Like, for me, it would be cheesesteaks.
Actually, I've been working with a nutritionist, and he's got me on a diet of 5,000 calories a day.
Wow.
Sweet.
Which is a lot.
That is a lot.
A lot.
Any favorite foods?
I would say, honestly, my favorite has been the donuts. I ate a tremendous amount of donuts. Because, like, the nutritionist, we were trying to do it healthy, so I could have, you know, two or three chicken breasts and, you know, like, four cups of vegetables to get 1,000 calories, we'll say. Or I could just eat one donut. And sometimes I'd be like, I can't muscle down on that. So,
how difficult is it to keep the story so fresh year after year? It's been, you know, a while.
It's a lot of work, you know, and that's what we spend the most amount of time on. So we'll shoot really only for about 2.5 months, and we'll edit for about 2.5 months, but we write for about 5.5 months, because that's starting from scratch.
Right. How do you come up with all those crazy antics?
You know, just like anybody could. Comes up with the work that they do. You know, we sit in a room, and sometimes it comes easy and sometimes it's difficult. But it's some of it's from personal experience, some of it's from just opening up the newspaper and seeing what's happening in the world. And some of it's just like making a joke and somebody saying, hey, I want to do an episode about that. Oftentimes too, we'll say to ourselves, you know, what's not being done on television, and let's see if we can explore that area.
One thing I like about the show is, I mean, there is no holds barred, but you don't do anything blatantly, I'll say, sexual or whatever. Is that a conscious decision? You know, a girl in a bikini who looks hot or whatever, but you don't really, you could stretch that further, and you don't. There's a line physically that you draw or seem to draw with that.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully what comes across is that we're not doing anything... We're not doing anything shocking for shock value's sake. That we're just trying to look at different areas of American culture that aren't explored in the traditional sitcom. And sometimes they just happen to be base, but that's not our goal. We're not attempting to be vulgar. We're just attempting to do something that they're not doing on NBC. And yet, when you walk into any bar in any city in the United States, people are talking about it. So how can we... To me, it's hypocritical to say, well, that's fine for real life, but on TV, here's everybody hugs each other at the end of every episode. We thought, that's not true to life. That's bullshit, and that's not what we want to do.
Do you have a favorite story so far from this season?
Wow. We do an episode this year. Well, we do a high school reunion episode where we go back to high school and see all the characters that we grew up with, which is an amazing episode. But I think maybe... My favorite has been we put on a kids pageant, a child's pageant, like Toddlers and Tiaras. That was an amazing experience.
Yeah.
Amazing.
That was a great thing to mock. I mean, that needed it.
Yeah. Yes.
But what we found was, much like a lot of our episodes on Sunny, is that we thought it was going to be all about like making fun of that industry and making fun of those kids and making fun of those mothers. And then we had the actors come, who a lot of them were pageant kids, and they could not have been more professional, more gracious, sweet, fun. The parents were great. And we realized, wow, like, these are really cool and fun people who just happen to be in a very bizarre industry.
Has having the baby been different with shooting and schedule, change that you're writing or anything?
No, it hasn't changed that, but certainly from a scheduling standpoint, it's been very difficult. It's so difficult, not from writing, but production, because Caitlin's on set all day for 12, 13 hours. We have to bring the baby, obviously, and it just, you know, it's great that I get to work with my wife because I get to see my baby all day long, whereas a lot of people don't get that luxury, so it's pretty great.
It's nice.
I know you've done a lot of work on the big screen. How difficult or easy was it for you to adapt to the small screen?
Well, it wasn't even a question of ease. It was a question of simply having to. Like, we knew that Sunny, when we first wrote it, wasn't a full-length feature film. We knew it was going to be more short film. And so we thought, well, instead of short film, why not just make it television? So we never really thought about it in terms of, well, how can we write this as a television show? To us, it was always about writing a series of short films. And hopefully that comes through because each episode is non-linear, so you can pick it up. If you've never seen the show, you can watch the sixth episode of the seventh season or the third episode of the second season and still get what's happening because the characters never grow, they never learn anything, and they never change.
That's my favorite part of the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is something. You can leave an episode. We don't have to know. It doesn't need to be tied up for us or wrapped up. We know that tomorrow's another day.
Yeah.
Right.
Now, I think that we can still have, like, sort of sweet moments here and there, but ultimately, you're never really going to see a very special episode if it's always something.
You made Kate cry. The show made Kate cry.
Oh, yeah?
The
baby?
No, not the baby.
That was a big one for people.
I can't. It was the one where the waitress banged Frank and Charlie started crying. I cry every time. I even tried to grow immune to it, like, by watching it just every time. Like, oh, my God.
Well, you're going to ball it. We'll take a trip down to the Jersey Shore and have a very specific romance.
How did you get FX to say yes to the show?
We shot it before. So we shot two episodes of it before we took it anywhere. And we had a few offers from a few different networks, and they were by far the clear choice because they got the show very clearly.
I think one of my favorite episodes was the one with the pool.
Uh-huh.
It was just so ridiculous.
Yeah.
I just laughed from start to finish.
Good. Well, I'm glad. Yeah, that's an example of an episode that we wanted to do where the pool had very little to do with it. We wanted to do an episode about class, specifically class in Philadelphia.
Right.
And I remember growing up telling some of the writers, some of them who grew up wealthy and some of them who didn't, but from different parts of the country, and I said, when I was a kid, we used to swim in the fountains. Literally, like, we would go to the fountains and swim in it, and they were talking about how white trash that was.
and opening the fire hydrant.
Yeah, oh, and the
By
fire
the way, I'm the fellow of Philadelphia.
Yeah, and we had a fire plug is what we used to call them, and opened them up, like, right around the corner from our house. And they were saying how, like, low class that is and how they belong to this country club. And I thought, well, if I had an opportunity to belong to a country club, I would have too, but we had to do what we had to do.
Right.
And so we thought, well, that would be an interesting thing to discuss in an episode. And then we would, then from there it progressed to us actually getting caught in a pool and not being
Okay, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Great to talk to you.
Guys, have, like, autographs.